August 1st, listen to our five-part series. Attorney Robert Kirsch shares facts from inside the prison walls of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Heard only here, exclusively.
You can talk about Guantanamo Bay almost anywhere in the world now, and people picture men in orange jumpsuits. That's what we see. Guantanamo, for better or for worse, has become a somewhat of a stain on the record, the human rights record of the United States. And it's part of what we have to deal with at this point. And it's been used as a recruiting tool by different elements, whether it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS. And our clients were among the people who had come to that part of the world because there were lots of kids who had no fathers anymore, lots of families who'd been destroyed. They were there doing service work. A couple of them worked for the Red Cross. One of them trained people in self-defense and did computer repair work. One of them was a teacher. They did a variety of things, but they had been in Bosnia at the time. They were in Bosnia on September 11th. They were in Bosnia in October when the United States said it wanted to seize them.
Followed by a happy ending about Cuba's tropical historic paradise. Don't miss the five-week Cuban story, all five Sundays in August, starting the 1st. Coming soon to a smartphone near you. Hey, you tired of paying those high cable and TV bills? Then stop. Get a shitload of live channels, including movies in theaters, news, and all your local sports. TV from around the world. For a one-time fee, no monthly payments, get $20 off a fully loaded Fire Stick just by mentioning Tropical Paradise Waits. All you have to do is go to don'tpayfortv.com. That's don'tpayfortv.com.
Hola, amigos. This is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
Happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, and happy belated Juneteenth, everyone in America. Juneteenth was originally celebrated in Texas on June 19th, 1866. It was marked as the first anniversary of the day that African Americans learned of the Emancipation Proclamation. It's now a Star and Stripes holiday celebrating freedom from within the United States borders, unlike today's Independence Day, where we're celebrating freedom from another country, that being Great Britain. Hey, do you want to live your life in paradise? I'm sure you do. Listen and discover Tropical Paradise Waits for you. Just Google us. We're at the top. From Studio B and from the seat of my pants in beautiful downtown Cabaret, welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. I'm Franco. My analytics now tell me that we have listeners from 18 different countries, only 178 more to go. Thanks for all you listeners from around the world. Remember, smart people listen to podcasts. We lean toward the human factor, the state of mind, how people feel inside their hearts, how it smells, how it vibes. This podcast shares more than the basic travel information You can find the cost of living, the weather, the hotel prices, airline information. You can find that anywhere. But listen here and learn to understand the next dimension towards keeping travel expectations real. The fact is, you won't know till you go. Now, I don't know how many of you people listen to other podcasts, how many of you are new to podcasts, but I've been listening for a long time. And there's one that comes up to mind. It's called The Moth. There's a guy named Steve Burns. And he's got one show called Famishness and one called Fear of Sleep. His name's Steve Burns. You'll find him on The Moth. There's also a guy, he's a retired New York cop named Steve Osborne. He's a great storyteller. These are some of my favorites. I'll put the links in the episode notes. But I really think you should check those out and listen to them. You'll appreciate it. I wrote to The Moth and I asked them if it was okay if I shared them. And they got right back to me. And there were a few I liked from National Public Radio. I wrote to them. And they got back to me with a long list of questions. And I answered all their questions. And I think I wrote them a really nice response. And they never got back to me. And I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little hurt because I've been a longtime supporter of National Public Radio, and they couldn't even reply to me. So they just kind of dropped a notch, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not so much disappointed. I'm more hurt by that. But to move on, last week I asked you what your plans were for the 4th of July. I got a few responses from my personal Facebook friends. I thank them. Now, I mentioned before that I come from a good place. And even though a lot of the people there probably think I'm nuts, they always supported me and they continue to support me. Yeah, I'm getting listeners from around. I'm getting listeners from a lot of places. But I have someone who helps me with analytics and he helps me with my Facebook page and such. And he tells me that most of my listeners are coming from my personal Facebook friends, which are mostly from my hometown. So let's start out with one I got from Dennis Flanagan. He says he'll be hanging out with friends at the house in Wanaka. He'll be drinking, swimming, and there's supposed to be another party happening across the street. And he's hoping to see some cool fireworks from Wanaka Beach. That all sounds good to me, brother. Timothy Gavin says, if anything, Frankie, I'll be doing yard work and work around the house all day, man. Well, and a boy, Timmy, you're like your dad now, brother. Get out there and have some fun, man. Take a ride in your hurry. Sarah Willis, a really nice girl. She's a bartender, and she'll be bartending at Chicks all weekend. And I understand they got a new outdoor concert venue there. If it's the same owner, he used to be my neighbor. So that sounds like a really fun thing to do if you're anywhere around Chicks. You might want to stop in and say hello to Sarah. Jeffrey Durwood says he's got many great people and many great times. And there's a few good times still to come and still to remember. Tee-ha! He's super tuned in. John Prine says he knew a girl who was almost a lady, and she had a way with the men in her life. Every inch of her blossom and beauty, she was born on the 4th of July. Well, he refers to she as the United States and refers to the lure of the United States has for so many people who long to come here. And born on the 4th of July would be the United States. And then he goes on to say, I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake to the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was the victim of the Great Compromise. And I got one from another guy. Hey, thanks, John, by the way. Another John named John Fogarty. And he says, some folks are born made to wave the flag. They're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon at you. And he goes on to say, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me. I'm no fortunate one. Some folks inherit stars and striped eyes. They send you down to war. And when you ask them, how much should we give? They only ask for more. Ah, you got it. You know where I'm going here. I hear some audio. Later on, I got some audio, and we'll listen to that later. Okay, men. Hola, hola, hola. I'm back here with Jack Parker. Jack is a Canadian, but he tells me he has some respect for the 4th of July, and especially towards me, because he remembers a couple years ago on the beach on Canada Day, I had a temporary tattoo of a maple leaf on the back of my head. So he feels he owes me a little something for showing that respect for Canada Day. And I think the beer was free too. But Jack is actually an expert on Jamaica, and he's here to do a show on Jamaica. So we're going to start a little bit about that, and then he'll be back next week for a full segment. How you doing, Jack?
I'm great. How are you doing there, Rob?
What part of Canada are you from?
I'm from Manitoba, which is in the middle of Canada. For all you Americans that don't know where Manitoba is, it's above Minnesota.
Okay, and you've been living in the Caribbean for quite a while now, huh?
Absolutely, because it's freezing where I come from.
Yeah. Hey, what do you know about the Independence Day in the United States?
It's the birth of your nation when you became independent from Britain.
Okay.
I believe so.
And then how do we celebrate it?
Barbecues, fireworks, all that kind of stuff. The same thing we do in Canada Day, you know.
Okay, so are you going to be with me and help me celebrate it a little bit? Because there's not a whole lot of expat Americans here. So in turn, all I'm asking for is to join me for a barbecue and a couple beers.
No problem. I used to live in the United States of America. In fact, my sister was born there, so she's half Yankee Doodle.
Ah, okay. All righty.
So I've been to the United States many, many times. Love the place.
Well, I got to admit, I love my life. I love where I live now, but I do miss it on holidays like this, like Independence Day and Memorial Day. I really do get homesick. It's funny, Christmas, I'd rather be home, but I enjoy Christmas wherever I am. I get that Christmas spirit. But this is definitely an American holiday, and I don't know. I think we need to support each other more than ever, seeing that the country is kind of suffering right now. There's definitely a division that we need to do something about real quick. But we'll forget all about that for today. Today, we'll just celebrate, and we'll all be Americans together. Even Canadians can be Americans today.
Well, we're North Americans, so we are
all
Americans.
There you go. That's true. That's right. That's right. Central and South America, they're Americans.
Even Dominicans are Americans.
We're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. And you know what you call a... Well, forget it.
Go ahead.
What's 5 miles long and has an asshole every 3 feet? The St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh,
okay. And I'm part Irish. There you go.
Yeah, you better be part Irish to say that one.
Of course.
Now, one of the reasons I asked you to come here is because I did get a long letter from a guy who happens to be Canadian. He's from Toronto, and he didn't state his age, but he sounded like a teenager. He mentioned his parents. And apparently he said he did really well in school, and he's a big Bob Marley fan. He's a guitar player, and his parents told him that they would bring him to Jamaica and, you know, let him see where Bob Marley came from. And he looked up a little bit on the internet, and I'm sure he knows a lot more about Bob Marley than me. But he asked a question about the Bob Marley tours and museums and stuff in Jamaica. And I know you've been there several times. I don't know if you know anything about that particular subject.
Well, you know, I always go to the north coast of Jamaica Negril. The Bob Marley Museum is it, a place called Nine Mile, which is outside of Kingston. So that's kind of on the other side of the island. So I've never had a chance to visit there, but other people that I know have been there, and they've had a great time.
Well, there's a good chance that this kid, he may even be Jamaican, because there's a big Jamaican community in Toronto. In fact, they have a big Jamaican festival on one of the Lake Erie Islands. I went one summer years ago. It was really really a big festive party. And there's a lot of Jamaicans relocated in Toronto.
Oh,
so
yeah, I think it's called Caravana.
That's right. Caravana. Do they still do it?
Yeah, it's a huge Caribbean festival in Toronto. So it's one of the biggest ones in North America.
Yeah. I remember it was a lot of fun. It was actually a little scary going back and forth on the boat. A lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of partying, a lot of drunks.
Absolutely. A lot of ganja, man.
Well, anyway, Alex, if you're listening, I would imagine that, I would suggest go and see everything, see Bob Marley's neighborhood and such, but I would imagine it'd be like any other tourist thing. When I was in Panama, I went to the canal, and yeah, I mean, it was okay. I was there. I had to go, but I mean, you know, you saw the canal, there it is. And then, you know, I drank a $6 beer in the tourist restaurant and left. And when I was in Colombia, I did go up to Escobar's. They actually have a tour where you can go through all Pablo Escobar's, the jail he made for himself and all that. But I just felt like that's a stain on the Colombian people. They're not proud of that. And I just felt disrespectful. But I did take the public transportation in the cable car up in the mountains and walked around in his neighborhood. So I wish I could help you a little bit more on the Bob Marley thing, but I really don't think I have anything for you that you won't find on the internet.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you could take a virtual tour of the place on, you know, on YouTube.
So you did spend quite a bit of time in Jamaica.
Yeah, I've been there like 8 times in my life.
And you stay in a resort, or do you?
No, I always stay in the same place, right on the beach in Negril, called Roots Bamboo.
And where's that, Negril?
Yeah.
Show me on the map. Is it north or?
Yeah, it's in Westmoreland. What are they called? The borough or the township of Westmoreland, and that's on the north coast. It's about an hour and a half from Montego Bay.
Yeah. And then is it a mountainous area, or is it all right on the ocean?
It's right on the ocean. It's a 7-mile beach. It's beautiful. Beautiful blue. It's calm. It's fantastic. And white sand.
And how do you find the people? I remember years back, it was pretty much known as a dangerous place. And then they had a promotion, come back to Jamaica. I mean, I know several people have been there, but they stayed in resorts and, you know, and they enjoyed it. But I mean, a resort's a resort.
Well, you know, it's an English speaking country, so they speak your language, so they can be a little more aggressive because they know what they're trying to get across to you, and they can be a bit pushy. But if you're polite and just say no and say, what I usually say is, if they're trying to get me to buy something, I'll give them a date when I'm leaving, which is the wrong date, if I don't want to buy what they're selling.
That's smart.
And then and tell them that I'll buy it before I leave, and then I leave before that date.
Yeah, no,
because sometimes that's all it takes for people to leave you alone for a while.
Yeah, usually the case is in any country or any vacation destination, when people find trouble, it's usually because they were looking for it. They're usually looking to buy something maybe that they shouldn't have, or they're in the wrong part of town.
Absolutely. And you know, crime against tourists in Jamaica is pretty rare, actually.
I find tourists, when they're on vacation, they do things that they don't do at home, and then they wonder why they found trouble.
Yeah, I mean, if you stay away from hard drugs and prostitution and other crazy things like, you know, renting a motorcycle and driving on the left-hand side of the road, which is uncommon for a lot of people, North Americans,
right,
then you'll probably live.
Now, what about, is the music scene as prevalent as I hear?
It's,
I
mean, it's unbelievable. Everywhere you go, there's live music 7 days a week at different venues, and speaker systems and the stage. I mean, the Rolling Stones could play on this thing. They're huge, gigantic bass bins.
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
1,000 million watts of power.
Oh, really? I always pictured it as way more primitive.
Oh, no. It's
the whole thing, huh? All right, man. Well, thanks for the quick preview. This is a preview of next week's show. Mr. Park will be back here next week to give us a little more information on Jamaica, how it feels, how it smells, how the people are, and the general vibe, man. So thank you, Peter. And don't forget me for next week.
Peter Parker? You mean
Peter Parker, pick the pecka.
You mean Spider-Man?
All right, brother.
Yeah, okay.
Next week, man.
Talk to you soon.
All right, ciao. All right. Hey, keep it in mind that on this podcast, we do welcome you to promote your business and or share your social media with our listeners. Just Google us. Just Google Tropical Paradise Weights. If you want to leave an audio message, download the Anchor mobile app, search Tropical Paradise Weights, then tap voice message. If you like what you're hearing, then share our link with your contacts and Facebook friends. Follow us, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. That's the only way that we can rise up the ranks. If you don't do it, nobody will. So use your superpowers and help me out a little bit. Do it now. Thanks. If you're relocating and you're looking for a place to live, we're a tap away from the world's real estate listings. So save your time. We do know the protocol. Email your specifics. We'll narrow it down for you. Get it right back to you. Just email direct FrancoGringo13 at gmail.com. FrancoGringo13 at Gmail. Smart people listen to podcasts, and we got a new show every Sunday. I'm Franco in beautiful downtown Cabaret. Tropical Paradise Waits is presented by Elucid Media. I look forward to hearing you listen. Till next week, ciao, adios, see ya.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega.
Our editor and fact checker,
they'll never know.
Our chairperson,
Wilma Butfit.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Hugh Jass.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.